Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, and I'm here today to talk about what you want. Do you know what you want? It's not so easy as it sounds. I had a conversation with a small business person the other day. She was trying to hire someone to work with her in her business, and she was full of complaints about what the people she was interviewing expected from her and concerns about what she'd be able to find. And I looked at her and I said, "What's non-negotiable?" And she knew right away. As soon as I put it that way, she knew that what was non-negotiable was she needed to hire somebody who would help her build business. And then as soon as she heard herself say that, she thought, but I can teach them how to sell. So I asked again, so what do you need them to bring in? What's non-negotiable? And she realized she needed to hire for particular mindset and persistence and everything else she could make work. Had another client this week who was worried that he wasn't finishing the things he started. And he wanted to finish things, to feel more aligned. And I listened to him for a while, and I listened to him explain what he had accomplished and what he was making progress on, and then compared that to the things that he had let fall by the wayside. And I had to look at him and say, so it sounds to me like you're living your values. And like the choices you're making are choices in line with what's important to you now and what you believe will be important in the future. And he said, that's right. That's true. Putting that off so I could do this does make a kind of sense. But he was left with this kind of niggling feeling that there was something else. And the something else was this, that as long as he did the right thing for this moment, as long as he was always doing the best he could do with what was available to him at the moment, he might never build the bigger picture, hopes and dreams and outcomes. So when you are considering what you want, first of all, ask yourself, what do I want right now that is non-negotiable? And when you answer, you can ask yourself, okay, what else? What is non-negotiable about that? And drill down till you find that aha of, oh yeah, that's the nugget. That's the seed. That's the one thing I need now. And then when you look around at other things in your life, the things that you might be leaving by the wayside, ask, which of these do I want because they're in line with my values, with what I believe about myself and the world, with the relationships I want to build in this world? And if you're still not sure that you are making the right decisions about what to want, ask yourself this. In 5 years or 10 years, some impossibly long time from now, what do I want to be then? What kind of person do I want to be? What do I want to be doing with my time? What kind of relationships do I want to be building? What kind of skills do I want to be employing? And it might be that you will have to sacrifice some of what seems to be the best thing available at this moment so that you can build a skill or a learning or develop in a new field in a way that is less satisfying right now, but ultimately will support you in that bigger long-term goal. because if something is non-negotiable now, if something is in line with your values and identity, and if that something is a step towards a future that you can imagine as if it were happening now, then it's just a no-brainer to go out and make what you want real so that you can take one step at a time towards that future where you'll have what you want, you'll be what you want, and you'll connect the way you want. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training.